It'll be
the death of him.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast. Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Dude, what the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Bryce.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Because I told you.
Samantha.
I am going to have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
Welcome back. Seriously, you? What?
You?
What?
This, what the fuck?
This close.
Okay, so this is going to make this podcast very quiet for my... Really? I don't get to say anything?
This will be the Big Jim free episode.
There's only
100% less Jim for this.
You know, you remember when we decided to bring him on board?
I know. If we ever do a Patreon, we should have that as an option where we'll put him on his own channel. And for the Patreons, it'll be a
Patreons?
Jim-free episode.
The Patreons?
Patreons.
The Patreons.
It's a French word.
The very French. Patreons.
Well,
what a
actually,
great progression for those Patreons.
If we make a Patreon, we could potentially get paid to do this.
You know.
Just saying.
This day has already started out to be incredibly weird.
What do you mean weird?
We're recording at our second studio, our better studio, as it turns out. What's yeah.
Daddy's getting loose.
Jim's going to hear my neck unbutton in stereo.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want that. I don't know if I want that.
I don't care.
Well, this is already different because we're all wearing headphones so we can actually hear each other.
I know.
Bryce is like, you're in my fucking house. I don't give a fuck what you don't like.
No fucks are given here.
Bryce greeted us at the door wearing a gun.
Wearing a gun? Like a dress or a frock?
Yeah.
I had
or
a dress
sarong.
Made of guns.
Yeah. No,
the gun dress.
No, the last
at least
show
I was
that,
in a bomb belt.
That James and I did, we had spoken about the fact that you were not there, and we talked about you in like fifth person.
Yeah.
And referred to you as Bryce
Abedes.
I'm sure you did.
Oh, yeah.
And when you greeted us at the door, you were, and not like a fake gun or like a prop gun.
Oh, no.
Whatever. You know, I'm a theater fag. I've seen some props in my day. I'm like, that's a real fucking gun.
I don't
I'm going to get shot.
Anything.
Yeah. You know what?
I don't half-ass anything.
So if you're going to kill me...
I got to say, the new barbed wire fencing around the compound and the watchtower,
yeah,
really great.
The heads on spikes
Jerry, the
out in front...
is fucking expensive, but yeah, he's worth it.
The heads on spikes out in front of your place really sends a message to
good,
your neighbors.
Good. You just, it's fuck
clearly,
out.
Clearly, they made no eye contact when we pulled up. Like,
they were waving
fuck
us
yeah,
away.
Yeah,
don't go there. Don't.
It's a bad progression, bro. Don't go in there.
They tried to put up that roadblock, but it didn't work.
That's what I've been listening to the whole way here.
What?
It is about half an hour to 45 minutes from my house to the Bryce compound, and the whole way there.
The Bryce pound, if you will.
He's going to stab you before I get to you, and that's going to piss me off even more.
I'm going to die today.
Don't
so
come looking for Big Jim if he goes missing.
We're listening to one of our mutual favorite bands. We're listening to Sabotage, and the first words out of Jim's mouth is like, listen to that progression. And I looked at him and was like, I think you used that wrong. No, man. It's progressively rocking the whole way here. Like every other word out of his mouth. Is
okay, first
of
all,
because he knew that it was fucking with you.
Throw me under the bus all you want, and I am a
dump.
I was more of a semi.
Yeah, really. That was a Volvo dump truck.
Whatever kills him.
Whatever it takes. But
steamroller.
No, throw me under the bus all you want, but do not, you know, say anything ill of Sabotage. Now, for those of you who don't know, one of the first moments that James and I knew that we were going to be lifelong friends was the fact that we both had a love for this very random band called Sabotage. And like growing up in Pennsylvania, I thought I was the only one that knew who this band was. And then when I got to work at the radio station, and James and I were hanging out this one day, we're just talking, and I don't know what sort of like brought about it, but we somehow talked about the band Sabotage, and we both are huge fans of the whole thing. Now, the way the band puts their songs together,
Jesus,
so I'm trying,
it's very,
so, I'm
very progressive.
I'm like wearing snowshoes in a minefield.
Oh, I'll say it. I don't care. Very progressive.
Would you say so?
Progressive.
I would say.
I heard they were progressively progressive.
You know, as far as other bands progressed, they didn't do it
next
nearly
week,
as well.
Not another podcast will just be me because you two are dead.
Not another Big Jim podcast. Because he's dead. But
not another
but no.
Gymcast.
But no, the song that we're listening to had a very awesome rocking guitar riff, and it was building towards something. And I looked at James as a fellow friend of, you know, metal and everything else. I'm just like, this is a great progression. And James looked at me like I've got three fucking heads that are all made of dicks, and I'm retarded. And it's just, you don't know what the...
Which is the normal way I look at you.
I mean, I get that.
Everybody like that.
I get that a lot. But no, I just said, you know, this is an awesome progression in referring to how the song was rocking out. And so,
On a quick side note, not to change the subject, but...
Please do. No, please change the subject.
Throw that subject off the cliff.
We're here with the Not Another Mascots.
Not another mascot.
We got Brody sitting over here next to Bryce, looking kind of worried, kind of sad. Such a good dog. We got Benson and Nibbles between the two of you. Benson looks very expectant. And we got Bane, who I never noticed
all
this
the
before.
Attention.
He walks bow-legged.
He never grew out of the puppy stage, so he runs like a puppy still. And
I've seen him run into
five walls
and stuff.
Oh yeah,
apparently he'll rub his ass on anything, literally anything.
He just shakes his whole ass.
But
you'll probably
hear
his toys
like
in the background.
Yeah, he was walking around here, and I was just like, "Do you got to go outside?"
Yeah,
he's kind of like clenching, but walking bow-legged.
Oh, he does that all the time.
It's so funny.
He constantly looks like he has to poop.
Don't we all? I mean, once you eat
food. I'm pooping
food,
right now.
Once you eat food and you ingest it and you take all the nutrients that your
body... That's what that popping
sounds. Eventually, that food will...
Oh, wait, sorry, we can't say that. Eat your road burger.
We can say road whopper.
Yeah, that's fine. That one I didn't run into the goddamn ground. But like, once you eat the food and it goes through your body, there's a natural order of things.
Gonna punch you in the face.
Let's try and pull this car back on the road.
Nope. Has no wheels.
I'm totally calling the show The Aggressive Progression.
Very nice.
Or Where James Hit Jim. That's pretty much how it's going to break down.
All right, let's see if we can do this.
Oh, yeah.
The fuck is wrong with you? Oh, God. Wow, that was remarkably well documented in my ears.
Wait until he does it with his taint.
Fuck. Is your taint prehensile? Can you also,
yes,
like...
Yeah.
No, fucks. Yes, it is. My taint, I can dangle from my taint. From my taint.
We got here and Bryce was listening to a song called When I Look at My Dick.
No, it's just called My Dick.
Yeah.
I don't care. It was awesome.
I almost used that.
Great progression
songs,
in that song, by the way.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. Did I beat you that punch? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You are the one with all the firearms, so I will
the
apologize to you.
The joke sniper is going to shoot you.
The joke
quiet killer.
Literally a sniper now.
Yeah. I saw your rifle. I am fearful for my life.
I do have a hunting rifle in there, too.
You do? Yeah. And who are you hunting?
Jim.
Again, no fucks given. No, not even like a pause for effect.
Not
just
even
like, no,
trying.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
You get a 5-minute head start.
I'm safe?
Yes, you're safe.
Okay, well.
Here. As soon as you step out that door.
Out that door, I can't guarantee anything.
The good news is daddy drinks a lot, so it means my blood's a little bit thinner. So you can shoot me, and I can bleed for a while before it actually becomes detrimental to my health. Or whatever. Yeah, I'm just putting that out there. So
speaking of shootings, I want to get this out here first.
Segway master,
Bryce of BDs.
The hillbillies living in Eastern Oregon.
Yes.
Did you guys watch that video?
Yes, we had it. Like, I watched it when they showed it on the news.
Yeah,
and I gotta say, because we were watching Coin, our news partner at my work is Coin. And so we're watching it, and they cut. And I don't think there was a lot of communication going on in the control room because they came back. Jeff Gianola had a look like a deer in the headlights.
Yeah.
Because they cut right after the guy got shot.
Yeah.
And I don't think they were supposed to go that far. But eyes wide on that massive fucking skull of his. Just shot. But here's the best part. His co-anchor, Jennifer Hoff, was leaning forward on her phone texting... And she looked up like, oh, we're back?
Surprise!
It was like
I'm putting that picture on Instagram like right now. Oh, are we back? Are we back?
Care.
We're back. Oh
what?
Shit!
Oh shit! Did you watch it?
I did not. No. I also don't have a venereal disease, so
that's good.
I kind of feel like you know watching because there's some shit that you just can't unsee.
Yeah.
When it comes to, and I'm not saying that that particular shooting, which was completely justified, by the way.
Oh yeah, it was by far.
You know, the fact that those guys got to live there in that federal building for as long as they did and were not just like a pink smear on the concrete after like day one, hour 14, is it's
a miracle for them.
Well, it's a miracle for them, but it's also an insult to anyone else that has been prematurely, you know, terminated for the most part. And you know,
we call it a late term abortion.
You and I were talking on the you and I were talking
very late term.
Bad progression for that abortion, by the way. Just gonna
I don't know how you're gonna get home today.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, hammer about supper time. When there's pizza on a bagel, it's progression anytime. So anyway, it boils down to this.
You just punch him. Just punch him
right in the right in the mouth, right in the sound hole, right here. Ow, fuck, dude! You've got a meaty hand, a meaty hand.
Ow, fuck. Okay.
So let me just read it. It's made of metal, so it helps.
Seriously,
get some weight.
I can
it's made
feel
of lead.
I can feel the adamantium. I can feel the adamantium. You dick. But you and I were talking in the car about the fact that there was a thing where the Native Americans, this Native American community came and were on the news about how like, if it were us, you know, trying to overtake a federal
Jim's
building.
Being attacked by a dog.
It's fine. I'm getting licked a little lower. Yeah. Daddy likes where the PB is. Look for the peanut butter. Go ahead. Here's a little lower.
I was wondering why you brought the peanut butter now. I know. What? Sick fuck.
Are you jealous that you didn't bring peanut butter? They've got dogs here, okay? But no, we were talking about the fact that when the Native Americans basically made the very clear point that if it was them occupying that federal building, they would be
anyone.
Fucking
gone.
Dead. Yeah,
anyone
else.
Of color.
Yeah.
Anyone of color, exactly.
They would have been in a heartbeat taking them out.
And we like to think that we've progressed and that racism is a thing of the past.
We what?
I'm gonna stab you.
No, you said the word.
We've
you
evolved.
Said the word.
Don't point it out.
Sorry.
We've evolved as a society and that racism is not as big
evolved.
A factor. Punch you in the taint. Have fun walking home, Jim.
I like soup. I like Progresso. I mean, if we're gonna actually have a meal. Had that one coming. Shit, fuck. Did you guys take lessons in like how to make your hands?
I took
more hurtier?
Online combat training.
Fucking just I will give them a great Yelp review based on your slappings and his punchings.
Very good teaching. 5 stars.
Bryce is like a Zen master of human destruction.
A Zen master. Okay, fuck Bryce Abedes. That's your new call sign. A Zen master in human suffering.
It's his campaign slogan.
Yeah. Also, his neck is made of fucking, like, you know.
But no,
bubble wrap. Apparently,
I've seen the video footage a couple of times. It's posted everywhere. It's not gratuitous.
No.
It's clear that this guy was evading the police. They stopped him.
Yeah.
And then he drove off. And it's clear, like he thought he was getting away, and he comes around this curve, and they've got it blockaded with those big FBI
and they got spike
trucks.
Strips.
And he was like
shit.
Yeah, you can just see, like you can't see the guy's face or anything. You just
but
see
you
him driving, but you can tell, like he had that moment of.
Fuck.
Shit.
Yeah.
This is not my Mad Max moment. I'm not going to be able to live through this.
No.
Damn, we didn't even get road walkers. This sucks.
And he was clearly reaching.
Oh, yeah.
For
he
his
reached
jacket.
Twice. Now, I've
they
seen
gave...
arguments about, like, it was an unjustified shooting because he was an open carry.
No,
because
he's white.
And his gun was on his right hip.
Yeah.
But then I saw another argument that said, yeah, that's fine. Who's to say, because we can't see,
there
that
was,
he wasn't, he didn't
was,
have a shoulder holster
there was
with a gun
one,
there.
There was a loaded gun in his left pocket that he was going for.
Thank you.
There's also another video that I saw not too long ago where it was a cop following a car that was very obviously being driven by somebody that was under the influence, and the car ends up... No, I got away. Fuck that noise. You can't catch me. How about that? But no, the cop was following this this car, and the car was weaving in a traffic. It was very obviously being driven by something that was inebriated. They weren't, you know, it was like some Fast and Furious shit. But so the cop is following the car.
I'm gonna get away.
Yeah,
I gotta get. Ooh, Carl's Jr.
No, Burger King, Road Whoppers. Fuck your progression, right there. That's the hat trick right there. Just hit me in the mouth hole so I stop talking.
You hit him from the left. I'll hit him from the right.
You want to pistol whip him?
Yeah. Ready?
Ah. So I anyway. Okay. So my teeth are not in my mouth anymore. But
well, we told you needed to invest in dentures.
Agree. I understand that now. It's easy to see it from this standpoint and not from the other one when I'm just.
You got to see it from the other side of the fence.
Fuck. Think I got that's awesome mutant healing factor. All right.
The whole way here, we're just like, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to.
Are you the next Dead Jim?
No. There's only one Deadpool.
No,
first of all, he
will forever be Jim.
Yeah. I'm Alpha Flight, if anything. I'm not fucking X-Men. I'm totally
not
fucking,
even Sasquatch. He's like,
you're
fuck.
You're like
I'm a Nick Chuck. You know,
you're a Dollar Tree superhero.
I'm sorry, did you hear that shot coming, Jim? No, you didn't, because he's the quiet killer. He's the one shot, one kill, one punchline.
Hey, Bane, do you want a road whopper? Because Jim's not going to get one.
Just saying. You know, just... But anyway,
Dollar Tree superhero.
We're sweaving around.
Yeah. You're getting all tangled up.
So the cop was following this car.
That's why you got to ignore him.
At a certain point, the car ends up wiping out completely and ends up on its side. And the driver, who was very drunk, the car is on its side, on the passenger side. The driver's trying to climb out of the window. Sort of got the dash cam caught the whole thing, the whole right up to the whole thing.
The first thing he said was, "Why the red suit?"
Well, no, seriously, the guy climbs out of the driver's side window. And the cop pulls his gun and immediately shoots him in the fucking face and kills him immediately. And yeah. The justification was, well, you know, the cop didn't know what to expect. I'm like, you're dealing with a drunk driver.
Yeah.
He's in his car.
Crashed his car. He's trying to get out.
His head pops up like a whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
And you straight up fucking blast him in the fucking grill with some hot
iron. You guys
iron.
See that?
Horrible progression.
Two I get wheels. All the tickets.
You know? But, I mean, you know...
Winner!
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
There's been a rash of just unjustified...
There are some really bad police shootings.
Police shooting, yeah. And the video is everywhere.
But...
Because I honestly think that cops are, like, ignorant to the fact that everyone has a cell phone with the fucking camera on it.
Well, a lot of it comes
Since
down
when?
To... Two.
Since when? Name three cell phone companies that have phones with cameras
All of them.
Them. All of them?
All of them. Them. All of them.
Except the Jitterbug.
That's just a fun
which
dance.
Is what my mom has, by the way, and never answers the goddamn phone when I fucking call her.
There's one button to answer it, right?
She's just like, oh, here comes this progression again.
But I know a lot of times they make poor choices in the heat of it.
Yeah,
because I took law enforcement, so I've not that I've been nearly in their shoes.
How many cops
I know.
Have you shot, Bryce? How many cops have you shot?
We can't say.
I know.
That file is still closed.
As your lawyer, I advise you not to fucking collude.
Hey, that was a sealed incident, all right? Judge sealed it. No. But
sealed cops coming next Friday.
Meets
justice.
Their weapon of choice,
followed by
a
the Republican debate.
Soggy crimes, dry justice. You're scaring the dogs, James. Come on,
they really
the fuck.
They don't care. They don't care. Except Bane, who is just interested in everything.
Well, my shoes smell like ass.
Have I smelled this ass before?
Anyway. So you were saying about the seals.
I have a better understanding than most the having to make that instantaneous choice.
Yeah.
Because you got a guy standing 20 feet away from you,
Mm-hmm.
He's got a knife in his hand.
Yeah.
Your gun's still holstered. He's going to get to you before you can get your gun out.
Mm-hmm. See, so is it how far away is he?
20 feet. It really,
20 feet.
They could be even closer, a little bit further, yeah.
But the knife doesn't... Okay, I'm just going to play devil's advocate here. I'm not going to say that you're wrong or right. I'm just going to say, though, that in that moment, cops are given just copious amounts of non-lethal, tasers,
however,
pepper spray, and everything else.
If someone's coming at you with a knife,
yeah,
you're going to want to take them out.
If they're coming at me with a knife...
I will tell you, pepper spray doesn't work on all of the population.
Okay.
Electricity
does, from what I understand.
There is a justification for...
There are times when tasers don't work because you have to have enough prongs in for it to actually be effective.
But how is it that... again, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
We'll take you out back. Yeah, totally. We'll give you a knife and... We'll set Bryce 20
No, I'm coming at him. I'm coming at him. I'm coming at you, motherfucker.
You're going to progress at him?
But, I mean, you can't make that assumption that, you know, this particular person is going to be impervious to either all your non-lethal forms of self-defense or protection.
And non-lethal should always be the first choice.
Agree. That's my whole
point.
But
there are situations where you have to weigh the risk of... Am I going to go home or are they going to go home? If they're coming at you with a knife,
yeah,
they're going down. I don't want to take the chance of not being able to come home to my family.
But, I mean, do they get to go home? Obviously not.
Well, they shouldn't be coming at you with the knife to begin with.
But you don't understand this. No one gives... Okay, again, granted, yes. Someone that's trying to take the life of somebody else...
Exactly.
...should be... handled in a way where, you know, lives are on the line,
yeah.
Literally. So let's take a moment and put them in their proper spot and make sure that they're not just allowed to risk other people's lives. I saw a video online as well where there was a cop that had a gun and he's pointing it at this guy, and this guy is coming at him continuously. And the guy will not stop, and he's just like, if you don't stop now, I will fucking kill you. And the guy just keeps coming at him. The guy wasn't, he wasn't inebriated, he wasn't sick or anything else like that. He was simply,
mentally
trying
handicapped.
He's trying to have the cops kill him.
Yeah, suicide
he wanted
by
to be,
cop.
Which is, yeah, exactly. It's another thing that very few people actually talk about.
Yeah.
But this guy wanted to have the cop take his life, and the cop didn't want to kill somebody that day.
Yeah.
But he ended up taking this guy into custody.
They don't normally want to kill anybody.
They don't wake up in the morning and put on their badge.
I'm
going to
kill someone today.
Someone's dying today.
Yeah.
You know, you say that, and I agree with it for the most part, but you see the actions of some people, and it's just, there's so many moments where you just don't understand. Like, this was your fucking mentality. You're trained. I saw Police Academy. I saw all the movies. All right. There's 19 goddamn movies. All right.
He just won the argument. I mean,
thank you.
Did you see Police Academy? I didn't see Police Academy.
Your Honor, I'm playing the Gutenberg right here. and the guy that makes the Michael Winslow.
I'm using the Twinkie defense.
Exactly. I'm going to make a sound effect that sounds like...
Which is actually court case,
yeah.
By the way.
But, you know, you're trained that lives fucking matter.
Yeah.
The whole idea that this group has come together, the Black Lives Matter thing, is true. Because more often than not, what you see on the news are black
minorities.
People.
Yeah.
There was a 12-year-old fucking kid in a fucking park with a toy fucking gun. The cop shows up 12 seconds, 12 goddamn seconds. Cop being there shoots him and ends his fucking life.
No one is arguing that there are really bad choices being made by police force.
And there's a lot of undertrained officers.
And I really think that's the main issue, is the undertraining of... Mm-hmm. They get a badge, they get a gun. I'm just going to solve crimes.
There are... I want to play the other side's devil advocate again.
Devil's advocate.
Double devil.
The media shows, obviously... The shootings.
Yeah.
Because that's the big thing.
Yeah.
If it bleeds,
but how many times
exactly.
does it not come to a deadly resolution that doesn't get shown. Mm-hmm.
But
more often than not, like, there's more good there people than bad.
Wait, I'll let you go, then let
there
me
was a standoff in my neighborhood just yesterday that ended in a shooting, unfortunately. However, what we don't hear...
Who'd you shoot, James? Who'd you shoot?
I can't talk about
Who'd
it.
Who'd you shoot? As your lawyer,
I
advise
you.
Dude, this is a great progression, bro. The show's been going well. You actually split the lip that time.
I
taste nickels.
They did everything they could. The police did everything they could to get the guy out of the house without any sort of violence. But it ended, of course, with the guy being... The guy died.
Yeah.
I don't know the full story, so I'm not sure if he was shot or not. But more often than not, a lot of these things end up because the person who is...
They've chosen.
They want to die.
Yeah.
And they want to die in the most spectacular way possible. And they're too afraid to take their own life. So it's more about making a big spectacle, getting the cops, and elevating the situation to a point where the cops have no choice but to take that action. Now, that's not always the case, as you just said, with the kid playing in the park with his toy gun. The cop shows up, just blasts him.
And not just
happening way too much. Yeah.
And not just that, like, the cop got off with no charges being applied to him. He said later on that the kid went for his taser, and as the kid, and this is fucking heartbreaking, as the kid is laying lifeless in the goddamn park, the cop walks over, takes his taser out, and throws it at the corpse's feet, and said he went for my gun, so that when the actual the other cops show up, was like, you know, oh, look, obviously that's what the fuck happened. And if it wasn't for that person with their cell phone out,
exactly,
yeah,
you know, again, I
and that's
wait,
why
wait, 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 just let me finish. Do you mean to cut you off? A horrible progression for me. That one didn't hurt so much. I'm starting to feel a little bit. Okay. Oh wow! Fuck. Is my nose straight? Is it straight anymore? Just gonna.
That's better.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I can breathe through my nose. All your bullshit. But no. What it boils down to is the fact that, you know, I've worked in jobs where the police were very much my backbone. They were there to back me up. I was working as a bouncer. I worked loss prevention. I've worked a lot of jobs where, you know, you're basically there with them in the trenches, so to speak. I mean, I'm not trying to say, like, you know, here's the thing. As a guy that chases shoplifters for Tower Records, I was the same as a cop. You understand me? But stop. Too many goddamn robe whoppers. I just threw it in my mouth. It's all blood. But at the same time, you know, it comes down to the fact that, you know, yes, there are moments where cops are actually doing the right thing. And that is rarely shown on the media. But what's being shown is so completely out of the goddamn universe of what is supposed to be what law enforcement is.
Yeah.
There seems
and that's
to be
the problem
a
that
real,
I have.
Like,
as a black man, I have a problem.
You should hit him for that.
No come on. Road whopper? Is it right there? It's all, no.
Hit him with the road whopper.
Don't stab me with a knife again. Or the phone. Or the gun.
Put your hand on the table.
I don't want to.
That one's pretty deep. He might need stitches for that one.
I'm gonna clot.
Let the dogs lick.
Let daddy clot. Let daddy clot, please. Thank you. Yes. Oh,
but
fuck, dude, you got all the knuckles in that one.
What it comes down to, I think, right now is there seems to be a real anti authoritative view in our country right now.
But
very
anti-police. How would you not based
on
these things that we're
seeing? See, and that's the problem, is they're showing everything, every mistake the cops make. Which, you know, I get that. But at the same time, what about the cops that are doing good?
Agreed. There are... We're on the same side of that whole argument in the fact that I'm not trying to sit here and say that all cops are bad or that law enforcement
it's
as a whole,
very, very difficult job they
but
do.
But the things that these bad cops are doing are not just bad. They are just bad, not just as a law enforcement person. They're bad as human to fucking human.
Yeah.
And that cannot be accepted by me in my presidency.
There are.
When I run, 2016 is coming.
Good
Obama,
segue.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Good segue.
Yeah, you know, thank you.
Thank you. I was just about to make the segue.
I was just going
to
make
this country
a big
needs
break.
New leadership.
Yeah.
And I think we've got
it
right here. Thank you.
We've got three new candidates here.
Three new candidates.
Yeah.
We've got
one is
road whopper.
One of you can be my vice president.
I am hemorrhaging.
I would like to be your vice president.
Will be a battle.
I like to have one of those sticks the septic sticks. What they call that?
Yes, you could be the secretary in charge of septic.
Yeah. I would be the secretary in charge of clotting.
You and Palin.
At this point, you guys have both hit me in the fucking face.
Stabbed you in the hand
hard. Okay, you know I'm not even. Holy shit! Yeah, no. There's a hole. I can see. I can see clean through that. Okay. But, again, law enforcement is needed. But the whole idea of serve and protect has been absconded by these obvious moments of completely... They're not just like... These aren't just like people going to prison for the rest of their lives. Because at least those people
Senator
got to
Jim,
live...
I propose to you, how would you change it?
Well, here's the thing. You know... when I was raised in Texas, you know, simpler times.
Everybody cared
simpler times.
About that.
Simpler times, yeah. Or similar times, if you saw my Facebook update not too long ago. Similar times to these. What I would do is, first of all, I would take all of the goddamn Kardashians and fucking Paris Hilton and any celebrity. No, I wouldn't. I put my dick in a goddamn ceiling fan made of fire before I would allow my dick to go anywhere near that.
By the way, great video. You should see it. It's on YouTube. Jim.
Dick in a ceiling fan?
Yeah. So
made of fire.
But no, I would take all the celebitards or celebitwats.
So speaking of that, I want to point this out that this is an autocorrect that made it into the iPhone. You type in that.
What does it say here? It says... Damn. I'm not.
Bryce needs to learn to type.
I don't read well. I'm not a reader. Says Lardass.
That's the correction right now.
Kardashian.
I shit you not. Someone
601
in there.
601.
That is awesome.
Other, you know. But no, it boils down to the fact
that you just call me a Kardashian. You fucking asshole.
Celebrity cunts have gotten way too much fucking free goddamn.
Especially those fucking people with toupees.
Dude, like if an innocent person is going to get shot by a cop.
Just the one.
And yet, you know, again, trying to, it's hard for me to sort of like peel back off of this other comment that we're trying to do. I know this is a comedy show. We're trying to make this more humorous.
Well, comedy like, and idea. So far, we haven't been funny at all.
We're never funny. Who are we kidding?
What a horrible progression we've been doing this whole fucking time.
Just, you go high, I'll go low.
Just, no, come on.
So what I was saying was, vote for Jim.
You got a wide hand. You got a wide hand. You got both nuts in that shot.
Just give me a minute. It's not that bad. Just
breathe, Jim. Just breathe.
I'm scaring the dogs. It's weird.
I think they're just tired of seeing you get beat like this.
What the French toast? Like, seriously, I thought we were friends. I'm trying to like bring this important point across to all of us. But, you know, there was a story about this fucking 14-year-old kid who's got parents that are richer than fucking God.
Oh, the affluenza teen.
Yeah,
fuck
exactly.
That guy
yeah.
And his mother.
And that's the exact same shit. That kid should have been shot 19 fucking times in the face with a gun that shoots sharks.
How did you know, I get wrapped like up in the cords here?
Hey, Gary, where's the shark gun? Is it in the back? grab the fucking shark gun. Shoot this fucking...
Load it with Great Whites.
Yeah.
We're going big.
Too soon. Great White, dude. Great band. Horrible band incident. Remember that? Great White, all the people died in the fire? What a shitty progression we're working on right now.
I think he's getting that confused with someone else.
No, he.
There was another band.
There's been a couple of bands that their pyrotechnics.
Try to stay awake. Losing a lot of blood, bro. Losing a lot of blood. Blood.
Next one, he gets stabbed.
That's bro, bud. Bro, blood. Just give me a minute. I'm sorry about the stain on the floor, Bryce. I know this is nice.
Oh, don't worry. You'll clean it up later.
Damn right I will. Damn right. Just
before his wife gets home.
Grandma, I haven't seen you in... No, hold on. It boils down to this. Those that have the money to protect themselves, i.e. the rich fucking affluenza kid, which sounds like a shitty fucking asthma, you know, disease... You know, he gets off without even a fucking thought.
What's wrong with you? I got affluenza. I'll be fine.
The idea that, you know, well, he was raised in a household where he didn't understand what the
consequences
of right and wrong were. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know where you learn that shit? You know where the fuck you learn?
Life.
Video games.
Prison.
GTA.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Prison. Mother fucking fucker. Fuck this kid.
Here's the shitty thing.
Pound me in the ass, prison.
He should be fucked.
But that's not where he's going to go. You know that. Neither him nor his fucking...
He will now.
No.
Oh, will he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
Because he broke his parole.
Well, he's going to jail. I use that with air quotes.
Well, he has to go back under.
He's
going to
go to white collar jail, though.
Exactly. It's going to be a fucking... There's going to be a tennis court. You know, they're going to be shooting like several...
Well,
you know,
I think because he got off so easy, they're going to fuck him for this. I think they will.
Dude,
they should be fine with him. Who they should fuck is his mother.
Both
of
them.
She needs to go to like...
The fuck is the goddamn judge?
He's the one who killed
him
four
off
fucking
in the first
people.
Goddamn place.
He killed four people. She helped him get away. Yeah,
four
that's fucked
fucking
up.
People.
But he
a mother,
four people.
Her daughter, a fucking...
a friend, I think.
No, it was a... It was a mom and her daughter had a flat tire, and this Christian, I don't know what the term is for, like, you know, like a bishop or whatever, came over to help them as well, and a random stranger came over to help them change their tire.
Yeah,
humanity being what it's supposed to fucking be, you need help. We're there for you in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Oh wait, hold on.
Now we're all dead.
Here comes from this D-bag who's drunk as fuck. Off some beer that he stole from a goddamn Walmart and fucking ran them down and killed them. And he gets the fuck off.
Yeah.
And you see a random kid in a fucking a park
but because
with
he
a toy gun gets fucking shot to death.
Because he broke his probation, he could potentially have to go to jail for the entire
He should
term.
Go to a prison made of dicks and just... Get fucked
with
in the ass.
With face huggers in them?
Dude, no.
Oh, yeah.
No, I want fucking a pyramid head from fucking Silent Hill.
I want him stalking him constantly.
With a
Never kills
of
him.
Dicks.
Yeah. Just
follows him.
Stalks him constantly.
Slowly.
Hurts him every once in a while so the kid like doesn't go, oh, he's just following
me.
Well,
you take the green herb. But no, I mean, that's what pisses me off the most. And when I'm president, which is going to be very soon here, I want... To have these things no longer be an issue. I'm not a minority. I know, you know, being awesome and white and hilarious is a minority to some people.
I feel like we should punch him for that, but I'm going to let this go
we'll
and
let
see
it
how
slide.
It plays out.
I appreciate that. you want a road whopper right there? But anyway, it boils down to the simple fact that I want this world to be a place where, you know, I've got a daughter. She's maybe going to be... 8 months? I don't know. I've not seen her in a while. The courts won't let me see her. Don't laugh at that shit,
you
dude. Dangle
your baby out a window once.
One time.
Somehow I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Smell the fresh air.
Barney
we are
Michael
in.
Jackson.
We are in an election year.
Yes.
And we have got some real fucktards running. Like,
dude, we're
the
in the room,
hilarity.
Bro. Bryce is here. I'm here. You're here.
No, see, I'm about to make an announcement here.
Gotcha,
I think. That the only way the one of the major problems with any presidential election is that it's always lifelong politicians running. I think there needs to be an everyman, someone who is actually in touch with the people and what's going on. Because as a lifelong professional politician, where you're groomed from essentially birth to become a leader of a state, a city, or so even the goddamn so you come out of the university, country.
You're in a suit.
You're in a suit with a little flag.
Yeah.
And I think I really feel that politicians have lost touch with how the country works.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
The cost of living has not gone up in years. Now, they raise the cost of living, but the cost of living increase only includes certain things.
No, They've taken out some of the necessities.
Yeah. Exactly.
They took out food. Food but is no longer.
For the paying those people that living on a very small marginal wage has not gone up.
Yes.
And like, how dare you pay employees.
I saw this article that said up until Ronald Reagan became president, the rich paid 74% of income tax.
Yeah.
74%. The rich.
Yeah.
That has flipped since Reagan has left office.
No, it went from 74 to, I think, about 28%.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so it dropped drastically.
Yeah, because Reagan was protecting his rich friends.
Yeah.
Something that politicians since Reagan have
continued
done
to
increasingly.
Do yeah.
Not
yeah.
just Republicans, but Democrats, too.
Oh, yeah, all
but
of them.
But when Clinton left, there was a we had
a
money.
Surplus.
We had
a surplus.
Fucking money.
But it's still, like, the rich were not being taxed the way the poor were.
Agreed.
So there is a definite split in this country as far as the money goes. All three of us here are very fucking poor, and we're paying the taxes of someone
Speak
who
for
makes
yourself, my friend.
Far much more than we do, combined.
Yeah.
So it's.
I have a house made of road whoppers, by the way.
There is a momentum building though, and I think Washington is starting to get
feel the burn.
Yeah. It's starting to get. At least you didn't say progression. It's starting.
You said drink. This is you listening at home. Every time I make James
one
say
of these,
drink,
one of these days we're going to pick a word that we say very often,
yeah.
And we're going to turn it into a drinking.
I would love to be there for that day because I know James is going to kill me after today's show
because it's probably going to be Jim who picks the goddamn word. Before we even get here, I'm going to be sick of it.
This bullet in my brain pan progressed rather well, and then now I'm dead.
Here's what I'm proposing, though.
What are you saying?
That the three of us today throw our hats into the presidential ring.
Done.
And I think the start of any good campaign
is what
starts with a campaign song.
Because, I mean, that's what bolsters the people together.
Yes.
You know, that's what gets everyone.
Music,
yeah.
We've said it before. Yeah. Music is the universal unifier. It brings people together.
The universal unifier? You're going to go on record for that?
Can I borrow that knife? Let me see. Jim, put your hand right here.
No, just okay.
Oh, that was very satisfying.
There's a lot of cartilage I just lost right there.
Here, let me clean that. Jim, lean over. I gotta wipe this off.
No, I don't want to. Just don't want to.
There
wanna.
We go. Wanna, nice clean knife wanna. For you, Bryce. There you go.
Thanks.
I'm sorry, you were saying.
So I think today,
yes,
the three of us, let's come up with some campaign songs, and to make it even better, let's come up with some sort of campaign promises or slogans or something that we would address the people using these songs.
You know what, James? I'm with you on this whole thing. If you don't hit me ever again, because I'm done, man. I'm done. Daddy's done with the whole getting punched in the face and stabbed and stuff and shot.
We haven't shot you yet.
There was a yet.
No, you didn't hear that.
Yeah, there's a lot of blood in my ears. I'm sorry. Probably heard something.
I think you misheard it, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably fine.
So I'll tell you what. You know what? I'm going to go first.
All right.
I'm going to pick a song.
Raise a little hell.
I did think about that one.
Oh my God. You and I both, dude.
That would be funny if all of us used that.
Dude, they're Canadian. They've got a great healthcare system. Why the fuck wouldn't you?
My fellow Americans, it's time for a new hope.
Don't laugh, Bryce. Come on. All right. Emperor Jarrell for life. What else do you have for us? Really? That's as far as you got? Dude, fucking planet blew the fuck up. And you come here and I was just like, it's time for a new hope. 2020.
We will rise up together and take down Washington and build it back for you and you and you. The there will be a droid in every kitchen and a land speeder in every garage.
They call it the ham-fisted kind of, like, you know. That not a good.
So raise your lightsabers and say with me, no more oppression.
No more.
There can only be one.
It's not Highlander.
Juan Sanchez Ramirez.
It's the rule of one, so you have to
it's
have
the
an
rule
apprentice.
Of two.
Whatever.
It's
you know
me
what
and
I mean.
My vice president.
Well, no, yeah.
Until your vice president kills you.
Which is gonna fucking. My vice president Batman.
Or if you choose Dick Cheney.
My vice president Bruce Wayne. Clearly has no fucking, you know, not a good progression, bro. Sorry, just
give me the knife again.
No, fuck you. Come on, no, just here's a. I'm sorry about your carpet. Just getting kind of
it's all red. That's why I got red carpet.
Just getting kind of lightheaded. To-la-la-la-la.
I okay. You guys thinking, Bryce, what do you got? What all do you right, got, right. huh? I'm interested in hearing his campaign slogan.
I don't need a slogan. The song speaks for itself.
Bryce just walks out, arms raised. Yeah!
That's all I would do is walk out on stage.
Here's
let the music go,
what's
and then I just
up,
walk.
My fellow
no,
Americans?
I just walk right back off. I would walk right across that stage.
He comes out carrying
right
a mic
out.
Just to drop.
Emperor Bryce, we need more than just like, you know, a song to run this company, this country.
This company.
What? Dude, trust me.
Hey,
if you run
it
a company,
was a similar time.
I will put all of my dicks in all of you. No, just. So, what are your ideal plans? What is it? How is it that you're going to make America a better place?
I'm going to make America great again.
Yeah, you know what else you said that?
A Kid Rock in every backyard.
No, God damn it, what's his name? It starts with a name. Hitler. Yeah, Hitler said that shit. Dude.
Have you seen Kyle? He's about this tall.
He's about that tall?
It's about that
does
tall.
Does he listen to Pantera? Is that what happens?
Oh, funny you should say that.
Is it too soon?
Too soon.
Too soon for that? Too soon. Fuck you. Sorry, real quick. Fuck you, Phil Anselmo. May you just drink in the most deliciousness of all my taints and all my balls. In
you
your
can
mouth.
Have the one Bryce and I stabbed off earlier.
Yeah.
It's over there by
the other one looks like it's about to fall off after we punch
yeah.
it
by, the door. Just getting kind of faint right now. Just, am I running for president? What's going on?
All right. You think you can do better?
I think I can.
All right.
I think I can. All right. You got the touch. Come on.
You got the power. I am not voting for
dude,
this jackass.
When all hell's breaking loose. Right in the eye of the storm, bro. Come on. I'm there.
This song is like twice as
awesome. Yeah. And it's twice as fucking awesome.
I picture this
on
a campaign.
You've got
he's all, no, he's all oiled up. He's all oiled up.
This doesn't sound like a presidential campaign.
Like
it sounds like a pedophile campaign.
Sounds like a gay volleyball.
Danny's got the touch.
Touch everyone. Come in. Have a seat. Would you like some Zima?
A turkey in every pot.
There you go. There's your slogan right there. Good one every time.
You smell of innocence. Wow. Wow. Actually,
innocence
right
of beer.
I think that one back. I think that one back.
No,
back.
No. It's on record now.
It's on record?
Yeah.
I'm isolating what? That. That's going to be...
President Willing.
That's the new name of our show. You smell like innocence.
What? It's a horrible progression.
The innocence hour.
Just, come on.
Okay. You go left. I'll go right.
No. I can lost a lot of teeth in the show.
I'm gonna try.
Come
again.
On, you've got the touch. Come on,
let me try this again.
Does that not fucking
scream
sound
Donald
like
Trump?
No,
dude,
no.
What about that song? Okay, explain to me. What about that song is not a presidential possible? You know,
it's about touching. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to foreclose the dream of the 1%. The American dream is dead.
Yeah.
The 1% have won and turned it into a nightmare. It's time to build America on the backs of those who stole America from you. Vote. It's a natural progression.
Can you punch yourself?
Do I get to punch you?
No.
No,
you have no right to.
If I had a hand.
Secret Service, can you remove Senator Jim?
You said you wanted to be a minority. You have no rights.
Okay,
we are foreclosing on the American dream and building a new American dream.
What's your American dream?
It's a new hope.
I promise you, as an American, we will have 4 more Star Wars movies.
I think Disney already promised that.
4 more beers. 4 more beers.
You know, your soul is empty and hollow, and I hope you die in a fire. Yeah.
While you get shot in a van where you diddled children.
You know what?
President
I raised a little hell. I raised a little hell.
I think you raised a little too
much
hell.
I raised a little hell.
His campaign is diddle America, across America.
That's the name of his...
Making America great again, one diddle at a time.
Okay, Bryce, let's see what you got next.
Yeah.
Bryce actually gave no thought, didn't even get a campaign advisor. Nothing.
What?
YOLO!
Listen to the lyrics. And here's another piece of advice. Stay
away from kids because their hair is filled with mad light. Yeah, you need to stay away from kids, Jim.
This is a
cautionary tale. Because you've got
the
touch.
As the president of this goddamn country, I can touch any kid that I want. I can diddle any time that I want. You don't tell me. You tell the king how the fuck the king runs his shit.
We're going to have to submit this episode to a court one day.
Yeah. We need to do it against Big News.
Oh, we've got loads of episodes here.
So this campaign platform is about responsibility.
No.
Bryce Wolf.
By putting
one diddler
on the handgun that he has
putting the safety
at the
back
temple
in safe word.
Of America.
The safety back in safe word.
That. Ow! God damn it!
Right in your knife wound.
Bleeding a lot, guys. Bleeding a lot. Just try to stay awake.
We have to be responsible.
Are you going to provide carpet cleaner for him, or is he just going to have to go get it himself?
Oh, no, he's got to suck it up by himself.
I'll pick up this blood. I'll pick up all the blood.
One so drop at a time.
Yep. Okay.
He's going to touch it. Because he's got the touch.
I feel so light right now. I feel so light. All right, James.
I want to hear another Jim song because...
Wait, no. You first. We're going in order here.
We went Bryce. Yeah. And it's all the blood loss.
I just never liked you as a fucking running mate. What?
So he went from Hitler to Piddler?
Can't molest the people that are already dead inside. All right, that's my policy.
American soldiers.
Exactly.
What kind of campaign are you going to run with this?
I'm going to stand on the
edge. This is an Australian.
Miley Cyrus.
She's Australian.
Yeah. And she's still empty inside. I know.
That's one of her ovaries. I guess I never got the
memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of woozy. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ
down my favorite tune. And a brand new song with
Lord. Oh yeah. A brand new song with Lord. We're down to the great one. And a brand new
song with Lord. What? This is what America needs.
You're losing votes.
I will test.
People are going, I was going to vote for Jim.
He's a sleeper.
I love how you say that as if I had votes to begin with.
The pedophile contention was high.
They were right behind you.
It's so hard to get the diddler vote. It's so hard.
And you had it with Stan Bush, but then you went to Miley Cyrus and then went...
No, no, no. I think I got
she's
more.
She's got too
I
much hair, so let's just move on.
Smell my fingers. That's my plan as a president. If you vote me president-elect, you can smell my fingers. Just saying.
When I become leftovers. President, everyone can smell my fingers.
Put your fingers out and sniff it all up. This gets kind of weird.
That's right, America. Freedom isn't free.
You know what we totally missed tapping into? Team America.
That was my first choice.
You guys both were going to go with that era.
And I, like, listening to the lyrics, I went, this is not a campaign song because it's totally about fucking over terrorists.
No, it is. Like,
no, it's about how fucking great America is.
Thank you, Bryce. Thank you.
Books!
Fuck you, James. Punch yourself.
McDonald!
Punch yourself in the face.
What
would you do? Jim, what? Should have gone over that.
I just want to say that whole make America great again is bullshit. Because America is still great.
Yeah.
But it could be better.
To be fair,
no, it's not. It's not.
America is like having three or four beers.
Dude, to be fair, honestly, what is it about America that is... I live here. Okay, I get that.
Freedom isn't free, America.
I continue to live here, provided that you don't stab me in the face hole with all my blood parts falling on the floor.
So many holes we could stab.
So many goddamn holes. But I mean, like, what is it about America that is great?
The fact that we could say whatever the hell we want, whenever we want.
Do you understand that America is not the only country that can do that?
It's the first country to do
no,
that.
No, it's not. No. Dude, we're 250 years old. Do you have any idea how many other countries are out there that are well older than that?
Yeah,
and are also.
But we did have some of the first guaranteed freedoms
mm-hmm. of that you're
like
white,
freedom of speech,
and you're a man, and it's okay. But seriously, there's nothing that America exceeds in that the rest of the world doesn't already exceed at. Give me one.
Obesity.
Shit. All right. Your Honor, I submit to
Finn.
You. Obesity.
For the win.
There's a thing. Objection denied. James.
I could deny your objection.
You're pretty quiet. Could I have some more cottage cheese?
Okay, you're doing obesious and he's doing drunk easiest.
He's doing like sleep apnea. Easiest.
Breathe, damn it, breathe.
I need one of those Darth Vader
breathers. If you can do obesious better than me, then I just need to leave the show. Because, I mean, that's the only thing I have going on for me right now.
Are you
now.
Farting in the mic over there?
No, it was a fucking Darth Vader breather.
Put your poops out, and then she gets weird.
It sounded like...
She's going to smell kind
of
odd.
She just doesn't care. Just
smelling like this, like, yeah.
Okay, fuckers. Let's... Bryce.
Let's finish
Yolo.
This on a high note. Yeah.
Dude, I got another song. What baby metal group is this?
This is amazing.
This is when Bryce switched from running for president
to ruining your life.
No, to world domination.
Oh, yeah. That's
he's
what
not even,
platform
he's
is.
Not even
I'm
looking
not even
for votes.
It.
Yeah, it's like, fuck you, the world.
I will owe you. You will owe me.
The only promise he makes is that Jim will die.
We'll suffer.
I will tell you the thing that you said die, and Bryce said he'll suffer before he
suffer
dies. He's gonna die.
I'm gonna die.
I
will say that he is the benevolent leader.
Thank you.
I will
once
fair.
He takes over.
Yeah.
Be fair.
I didn't hear a thank you from the rest of the man.
I will take everyone's money.
Thank you.
You're welcome. As well he should, James.
You should
as
be
fucking
thanking.
Well you should.
Taking that for me.
Yeah.
But everyone
oh,
will
look
have
at you.
How do
you
be
fucking
like
big pockets?
That's Jimmy
everyone will be taken care
thank
of.
You.
you know, play my next song?
You want your next song? Yeah. Now? You think
do you deserve it?
You can top that.
Can you beat that? I don't think you can beat.
I'm already being
domination.
Run over by our current commander in chief, but I'll throw it out there if you wouldn't mind.
So apparently, you both want to rule the world.
New world order.
Pierce fucking Ministry will be the first national band of goddamn America.
Here's the problem with your campaign song and the thing that's going to take away votes. Okay. It's got George Bush in it.
And not in a good light. I'm not promoting George Bush.
No one's going to care. They're going to hear George Bush and go,
is it Bush or the... It comes down to
it's George Bush saying New World Order.
You are not. Go sit in the corner.
Take this knife with you.
That's in all my bones. All my bones like this. As your president, this will be a new fucking world order. I will bring about an entire new world.
Hey, Bryce, did you see the Jim on the debates wearing the Nazi-like uniform?
You guys are dicks, man. Why won't you just let me rule you? Just let me rule you, bro. Just fucking let me rule you. For a hot minute.
That's the way a leader gets elected. Just let me rule you.
Just for a little bit.
Just for a hot...
Just a couple seconds.
Dude, that's what a rapist says. Yeah. Just let me rule you.
Let me put my policies into you.
Let me diddle you in the van. Yeah.
For America.
Because I've got the
for
touch.
America, goddammit.
It is
not just for me.
Van.
You know.
His windowless campaign van.
Let me take
van.
You in the back of my campaign van.
If you guys just would live in
we'll
this.
Raise a little hell. I'll
Jim,
show you my
Jim,
touch.
Why is your platform free candy?
I wanted to raise a little hell, and strangely, no one wanted to go... with me.
Everyone got a cold slither
no
when they walked
it.
Around.
It's your fucking assholes. Come on. Just let Daddy...
You knew it was going to progress
this way.
Just
let Daddy have a minute. Let Daddy have a minute, please.
All right,
let me rule you.
Will the senator yield?
Can you let me rule you for a hot second, please? No?
No.
No one?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Are you looking at this as like a favor?
Nope. You mean take your road whopper and your free candy.
This isn't pity sex, all right? Yeah, I mean,
ouch.
This is America.
You have to earn
Dude,
it.
You should be in every fucking presidential debate. Because Bryce is just like, no.
No.
Fuck you. Fuck and you.
I want Bryce
You're
to be.
You're done.
I just want Bryce to debate Donald Trump because every point he makes, Trump makes, Bryce has got, no, this isn't pity sex.
I want
to
make America better. I feel that here we are. Place to place, a couple of silver spoons. We're gonna find a better way.
No.
Well, I mean, just
no.
I mean, we could.
You're done.
I mean,
bullshit. Bullshit. Sorry,
this isn't pity sex.
Wait,
this debate is pity sex. Hold on.
How the fuck do we get to pity sex?
He said it earlier.
Allowing.
So now Bryce is just like balls deep in fucking...
Everyone.
Yeah.
In everyone in America.
Yeah.
And balls deep
balls
in America.
Balls deep in America.
He did.
That's your slogan.
His
Bryce
campaign song was
fucking,
conquer you all. Okay,
yeah.
So...
Bryce, balls deep in America. Come on. Why would you not vote for that shit?
He's foreclosing people's dreams.
Do you need a, you know... somebody in charge of, you know, defense or something? Somebody in your cabinet? Or
there might be a place for you.
Bryce, I don't feel that would
somebody
be
somebody
good...
in charge of diabetes? I mean, do you want that?
No, Wilford Brimley's already got that covered.
God,
I don't, Bryce, honestly, I don't think that would be
time.
A good progression for your campaign.
I don't think so either. I'm just humoring him.
I'm going to put two road whoppers in your mouth. And they're going to be made...
Don't
of,
like it when the tables are turned, or do you?
When are the tables ever turned in my favor? When the fuck... When does Daddy have his goddamn day? When?
Never.
I just want to run America for a hot second. You said no. Fucking you. I just try to bring some humor
come on,
and stuff.
America, just let me rule you. Just for a minute.
I just want to rule you.
On this pinball machine.
I can see you on Facebook with one of those signs. give me some likes.
In
so
lowercase
I can rule
you. Fonts.
Yeah.
Just like. Just want to rule you.
It's going to be a hodgepodge of lowercase and uppercase.
Just. It's all cutouts.
It's tax season. I get that. You know, just won't rule you.
Just a little bit. You know,
just a little bit. Come on. 4 years. Come on, 4 years. Like, you've got other things to do.
You took Bush for 8.
And we're done.
That's it.
That's it right there. Brian Beatty's low, but never out. God damn
I'm
it.
I'm back.
Yeah. You never left. You've been killing us for years.
I'm a decent man. I'm trying to live my life. I got Bryson Beatty's.
My left arm feels numb. Is that weird?
Probably from all the blood loss.
Yeah, well. Just
saying. Yeah, we should end this so you can clean up the carpet because I got things to do. Bryce has got things to do. And his wife is going to
just
want to
say, like, before I pass out, just like, if you have a vote, you should give your vote to Bryce because he's a good people. And he has a lot of my blood. I want my blood back. Can I have my blood
He's
back?
He's going to rule you for a hot minute.
Can I have my blood back? I just need a little bit of blood. Just need a little bit of blood. Use the app. Okay. You got it.
Finn.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.